Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Margo Rossi. I'm a licensed acupuncturist. I work out of the Cielo Health Center, but I'm here because I'm the program director for Home Remedies Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress.
What's going on?
Well, our Monday night class for Home Remedies is continuing. We started last May, and we're going to continue at least through this May. So I wanted to come tell you what we're up to for the next 4 weeks.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, we're having a series that's called You Are Not Your Pain, and it is essentially based on a book that we're going to be working through called You Are Not Your Pain. That is a mindful attention-based practice, well, many practices, to help us shift how we relate to our pain. Because here's what's really cool. In the last 2 weeks, yet another brain study has come out about pain. When we have pain, we have this initial, maybe we've had an injury that's acute, and that pain is our friend. It tells us, hey, you got to get to somewhere safe. You need to stop whatever you're doing. If there's bleeding, you need to stop the bleeding. So pain is an excellent response that we have to an injury. The problem is that once that damage is done and the tissue has started to heal, for some of us, we have pain that keeps lasting. It can last more than 3 months, and that's what we call chronic pain. Though the body is still telling us, hey, maybe something isn't right, you need to pay attention here, the pain is not proportional to the problem, we could say. The pain can become very unpleasant, very intense, maybe even unbearable, and it's every day. Maybe it comes and goes, but that chronic pain can be really eroding to our well-being, our quality of life, even if we can just imagine that. We can understand that. So the study that came out recently is one of many that we have come to understand that there are two things going on in our brain when we have pain. First is the message from the part of the body that's been injured, telling the brain, hey, we need to find safety.
Something's not right.
Something's not right. You got to change something. But then there is also the part of the brain that interprets that sensation, and it puts our reaction on top of it. So we may feel the discomfort, but then we also have a reaction to it. And that's in a different part of the brain than the part of the brain that's sensing what just happened. So with chronic pain, we might feel this sensation of pain, but then there's also this whole other piece that's going on where we're reacting to it, how we perceive it, how we interpret that pain. So what we're offering on Monday nights is, A, we're offering people information about how they can address their pain, not through drugs, not through surgery, but what else is available in the realm of complementary medicine, alternative medicine, what's here in our area that they could avail themselves to, like massage or acupuncture or functional medicine or chiropractic care. And also, what can we do ourselves to help ourselves with our pain? So one thing we're offering every Monday night are these mindful attention practices that actually have been shown to change the brain and how the brain responds to the sensation of pain. So even if you still have the pain, the response that you have to it isn't monumental. It doesn't make it so unpleasant and so unbearable. You can change that and actually just notice the pain is there, but still have a good quality of life, even with the pain. So that's what we're going to be doing for the next 4 weeks, is we're going to be learning about how the brain processes pain and what we can do to shift that the way it interprets the pain so we have less suffering, we're more at ease. We can maybe get back into the things that make our life fulfilling and meaningful.
Well, I know with the things going on with my shoulder, after a while, it's almost like it wears you down.
Yes, right.
You know, you get to feeling pretty good. It's not so bad, and it's not any worse than it was before, but you're tired. It's worn you down, and it's like, I got to do something.
Yes, yes. So this is a great way to respond to that. I got to do something. I don't know what.
Yeah.
But I know that there's a resource in my community that's free. These classes are free. You can come and learn what can you do for yourself. And the 30 years of research is showing that these simple practices have a huge effect on alleviating pain. Come and join us. We have a great group. It's a really nice group of people. It's a juicy class. It's inspiring. It's motivating. It gives you practical skills. It's really pretty great. So we invite anyone and everyone to come. And even if you're a family member of someone who experiences chronic pain, that's wearing on you, too. So we welcome you to come and join us, too. But we're starting our four-part series on Monday, February 11th. So that's this coming Monday. Our class normally starts at 5:30 and goes till 6:30. But on Monday, February 11th, we're starting at 6 o'clock. So we're going from 6 to 7.
Okay.
And then we'll be continuing, so Monday, February 25th, Monday, March 4th, and Monday, March 11th. We'll be starting at 5:30, going to 6:30. It's at the Mosey Phillips Center on the hospital campus in Spruce Pine. You're welcome to come. You don't need to sign up ahead of time, and it is free.
And if folks need more information, website or telephone number?
They can look at the website, which is www.path-homeremedies.org. Or they can just go to the PATH WNC website and look under prevention, and you'll find links to the program there. The other thing is that not only will we be learning about how we'll be learning practices that help our mind shift the way it responds to pain, you also might learn about, well, what is it that's keeping this chronic pain in this condition, and how can I change that? Maybe there are things in my lifestyle, my diet, my activity, in addition to how my brain is processing this, what else can I do in my life to help myself?
Well, good luck with it. Thank you for coming and filling us in and for what you're doing. It's exciting to know that it'll be carrying on through May.
Thank you. It's a wonderful resource. We welcome all.
Our guest today, Margot Rossi, the Program Director for Home Remedies Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress. Margot, thanks for stopping by and visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.